In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God gives us signs. He's given us the sun, moon, and stars to mark seasons, days, and years. They are signs of his power and also signs of his love. He's given us earth's bounty to show us of his fatherly love. And not only the food we eat, but everything that we have comes from our dear Heavenly Father, even the very food and clothing that you have. The rainbow shows God's covenant with all living creatures. Never again will he destroy the whole world by a flood. His miracles are signs of his power. You read about them in the Holy Scriptures. This chaotic world, both self-inflicted upon us, and also the chaos that we see in natures with storms and earthquakes and so forth. This chaotic world points to the last day. A sign that he is coming soon, and it is far sooner than you or I even realize. God has given us these signs for both the believer and the unbeliever, the godly and the ungodly. But tonight he gives us the chief sign. Tonight he has given us the chief sign of his love and grace and compassion, a baby. And he has given it to the most unlikely of people, shepherds. Over the years, we have come to idealize the shepherds. And so perhaps this Christmas story has lost a little bit of its punch. We portray them as kind and gentle, down to earth, and simple men who work hard to make an honest living, men of the earth. The reality was a little bit different. The shepherds were dishonest and unscrupulous. They stole. They abandoned the flock when it was in danger. And since their job was to stare at sheep all day, well, you know full well idleness is the devil's workshop. So it's not surprising when we hear that the rabbis in Jesus' day classified shepherds among tax collectors, robbers, thieves, and adulterers. They were no good people. And yet God gives them the sign of his love first. In Jesus' day, it was also forbidden to buy an animal from a shepherd. It was forbidden to buy animal products from the shepherd. Everyone knew they cheated and stole, but no one could really prove it. And God gives to them the sign of his love first. Not to kings and queens, not to princes or elders or Pharisees or scribes or Sadducees or even the priests. He doesn't even tell Zechariah and Elizabeth, the holy and devout mother and father of John the Baptist. Neither Simeon or Anna. But he tells these despised and lowly, good-for-nothing shepherds. So that we might see that his salvation, his joy, our peace, rest solely on his grace and grace alone. The sign was simple, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, and yet no greater sign could be given. This delicate baby who longs for his mother's warmth is he who set the sun in orbit. This fragile little infant who can't even hold up his very own head and nurses at his mother's breast for sustenance is he who feeds all living creatures, is he who has fed you this very day. You know full well the joy that accompanies the birth of a child, but tonight it is tenfold because of the one who is born. Joy fills the air. Angels sing, shepherds run, for tonight and only tonight God is born. Rainbows and suns, food and miracles cannot even begin to compare with this sign from God. The flesh of Christ is the sign of God's enduring love for you. He is one with the Father, but he has made himself one with you. He is the exact image and likeness of God who came to restore you back to the image and likeness of God. This birth is a sign that the devil's head is crushed, all your sin is purged from you, and death cannot harm you. Here is your Savior. Here is his glory. Here is your comfort and your peace and your joy. Here he is, wrapped in strips of linen, lying in a manger, feeding from his mother, soiling his diaper, and spitting up all over his mom. That is the love your God has for you, that he would be willing to endure all of that so you might have his heaven. And so the shepherds run to Bethlehem to see their Lord and their Savior with their own two eyes, to touch his soft skin, for who doesn't want to hold a newborn? And to hear his infant voice cry. Before him, their past offenses, their sins, their burdens are all gone, forgiven by him who cannot even speak. In his weakness, they find comfort. In his humility, they find their joy. And so they leave that stable, telling all who will listen the good news of God's love. The sign has come. God is man. Like those angels, or like those shepherds, we are far from perfect. We're probably not classified among robbers or thieves, but we know our own hearts all too well. Our sins trouble us. Diseases wreck our bodies. And we're not perfect parents, children, siblings, or you name it. We try hard. We vow to do better next time. Still, we fail. Still, we cannot get it right. We're not in control of our lives as much as we think we are, and we are far worse sinners than what we even can begin to imagine. And if you do not believe that, then you have no need for this Savior. But tonight we have joy. Tonight, none of that matters. Our lives are unimportant as we stare into this manger, for tonight we forget all that is going on in our lives to look at God himself. Cast your eyes to this holy child and see your God. View with eager hearts the face of your God, his hands and his feet. Lying in that manger, you see a marvelous sight. Your eyes see a baby who cannot hold up his head, but your faith sees your salvation, your peace, your joy, your comfort, and your glory. The flesh of Christ is the sign that everything in your life will be okay. His flesh is a sign that your past cannot burden you, the future cannot worry you, for God is man. And he was swaddled by Joseph and Nicodemus and laid in the tomb. He reconciled you to God by his death on the cross. The flesh of Christ is a sign that your problems and your difficulties and your stress and your worry, none of it can drown you. For Christ has suckled on the stalk of the hyssop plant so that you might be free from all pain and punishment. God will never punish you, regardless of what you think is going on in your life right now. And so we force ourselves to come here this night, and we force our mouths to move and to sing those hymns that we love so much, even though we may not have 1 ounce of joy, 1 ounce of feeling of that Christmas spirit. We live by faith, not by sight. We live by faith, not even by our feelings. We live by the reality that God is man and has redeemed us. His flesh is a sign that the world cannot overcome us, for Christ has died and has overcome the world. And now he is risen in glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that is why you have come here this night. You have come to hear yet again that your God is man. So you are not simply celebrating a past event, that God a long time ago took on human flesh, but you are celebrating a present reality. That God who a long time ago became man is now present before you this most holy night. God is still man. The Lord is still your Savior. And so everything he does for you as God and as man. Do not separate him. Do not lock his body in one place and put his divine nature in another place. He is never without his body, for For on that first Christmas night, Christ personally united his divine and human nature. And tonight, December 24th, 2016, that incarnate God comes to you. He brings that flash so you may have his salvation. It's a sign of his love. It's a sign of your salvation, that heaven is yours. The same God Mary fed rests on that altar. The same God that Mary warmed waits for you to come. This will be a sign for you. You will find him wrapped in bread and wine and lying on an altar. So come and run with shepherds to meet your God. Do not go to an empty stable. Do not go to a historical site far away in the Middle East. Do not go back to your house and stare at a porcelain doll that is painted to look like a baby. Come to the real and true flesh and blood of your God on this altar. Come and receive his Holy Communion. For by receiving him, you worship him in the highest way. And you will receive joy beyond imagination, a peace which surpasses all human understanding, and a glory that is really only fit for the Son of God, but is yours through faith. Yes, you may walk out of this building feeling no different than when you first walked in. But remember, we live by faith, not by sight. We live by the realities, not by how we feel on a particular night. And the reality is, your God is still before you to save you. As long as you live on this earth, God will continue to give you signs. Signs of his love, signs of his goodness, signs of your salvation. And there is no greater sign than the flesh of your God. He is still Emmanuel. God is man. So rejoice with the shepherds and treasure in your heart the wonders of this most holy birth. For that flesh comes to you on this holy night, in this holy meal, to save you. A blessed Christmas to you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.